We're looking at a major winter storm coming up into the area. Right now, it's currently down into the Alabama, western Georgia area, an area of low pressure, and that's going to make its move to the southeastern, eastern portions of the Carolinas later today. And as it reaches the coastline, it's going to intensify rather quickly starting later tonight and throughout the day on Sunday. So yeah, we are looking for some accumulating snow, but not before seeing a little bit of a mix of rain and snow across the area most of the morning on Sunday before it transitions to over to snow.
Now, what I'm hearing is that it's going to be more intense the farther north you go, up towards Philadelphia, New York, and into New England.
Correct. Yeah, what you said is exactly right. This system is really going to intensify rapidly. As for our area, it might be just a little bit too far to the south and east to have a significant impact as what might be expected further up the coast into New Jersey and up into New England. But nonetheless, though, we are going to be impacted first for the most part. Some snow, some rain, and transition over to snow, accumulating a couple of inches of snow in some areas. But yeah, up the coast, it's going to be a little bit more powerful. It's going to be moving along rather quickly. And I say moving along, there really isn't a blocking area of high pressure over New England and eastern Canada that's keeping this thing at bay and hugging the coastline. There's not really a strong blocking high, so it's going to kind of keep moving. However, it's really going to intensify rapidly, and it's going to be closer to giving more significant snowfall further up the coast.
What's causing that rapid intensification? What's feeding it?
That low pressure that's going to reach the Carolina coast, we are going to have the Gulf Stream that's going to help give us a little bit of destabilization in the atmosphere. We're going to have some area of low pressure that's up in the Great Lakes right now, and that's going to be dropping south and eastward into that low pressure system. And then on top of that, when you have this secondary low coming into the main storm starting late tonight, tomorrow morning, that's going to help intensify it, additional pieces of energy over the Midwest U.S. is going to be rotating in through an upper level trough, and that's going to help intensify it even more. So the combination of these constant feeds of upper level energy coming into this main system is just going to rapidly intensify it rather quickly.
Now, there's been a lot of chatter on social media over the better part of this week about some of the models that called for like several inches of snow in the area. You probably saw them as well. How does that sort of thing, these DIY weather forecasters on social media, how does that complicate the Weather Service's ability to get the accurate word out about this or any storm for that matter?
It really doesn't disrupt our train of thought, our thinking on a storm system. It's nice that we have those weather forecasters out there, the ones that really have an enthusiasm in weather, to help let the public know, hey, there's potential for a system here. And, we're trying to work together to try to get this, nail this down for everybody, how much snowfall. They don't cause a hindrance to us. It's good that they're looking at it as well. Can always feed off of us as well in terms of our thoughts. But the models can be very tricky. There's a lot of models out there, a plethora of models, dozens. Some are better than others handling weather systems like this. And when we factor in a blend of a lot of these models, it tends to lean toward more of a consensus of what to expect. And early on, yes, we did have one or two models out there that really ramped up the snowfall, but then it backed off the next day by half. So we have to look at that as a perspective of which models are more accurate in a situation, which aren't. And then we can look at a consensus of things. And as we get closer to the system, the more consensus the models become and the more accurate we can become.